Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dream has come true. You are about to hear from an Olympian as the Pride of Omaha grows. One of the most popular special ed teachers at Omaha Westside is now going to the Olympics. Dylan Travis joins us. Congratulations, my friend.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on. Yeah, it's crazy what's happened in a couple of years since I was on this show last.
So, because not all of us can be Olympians or have this kind of a dream come true, what is this like? Because I just said Dylan Travis, Olympian. I didn't say Division II champion in 2015 with the Mocs at Florida Southern. Mm-hmm. I said Olympian. What's that feel like?
I mean, it still doesn't even feel real, honestly. Obviously, it's a huge blessing, and a lot of work has gone into it. And I always knew I wanted, you know, coming from Grosse, like, even back then, I knew I wanted to play overseas and play professionally, like, what I always thought would be 5-on-5, which I did. You know, I played, you know, after Florida Southern, I played 4 years professionally overseas in Germany and Australia. And then, you know, COVID shut down my season, and that's how I got started at Westside and got introduced to 3x3 through Mike Rainovich, over at Three Ball USA, and have been doing that ever since. So now here I am, man, Olympian. That's crazy.
So subtle.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad. No, just another walk in the park. Dylan, I think the last time I talked to you at a different radio station, this was when you had Three Ball Omaha and there was the big showcase going on. And I thought it was so fascinating to hear about the transition of, you know, what you're used to with, you know, 5-on-5 traditional basketball to where this becomes not only something that you get interested in, but something that you realize that you can make money, something that now has now turned into where you can be an Olympian. And for people who haven't heard that story of the transition and where this kind of came to be for you and getting in the circuit, can you kind of take us back to that transition?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, started in 2019. I had just finished up, you know, my Australian season. I was gearing up to go back to that for 2020. COVID happens, it shut down the season. So I start teaching at Westside, and I just do, you know, 3x3 on the side through Mike Randovic and the Three Ball Omaha team. He started a team here in Omaha with, you know, Mitch Hahn, Malik Uluchiweki, Trey Barsley, James Parrott, all really good Omaha players. Mm-hmm. And we were just playing locally on the Red Bull circuit, you know, traveling to Chicago, LA, Atlanta, you know, leave after work on a Friday, play Saturday, play Sunday morning, come back Sunday night. If you won a tournament, you'd win $800 or whatever a piece. So it was more just, you know, to be around basketball. It was like a hobby. It was for fun. But Mike always said, like, you know, you can play on the world tour. There's tournaments all around, like Asia, Europe, Middle East. It's an Olympic sport in Tokyo, and now it is in Paris. He's like, you can be on the national teams, you know, with the Olympics, the World Cup, the America Cup. And I always thought he was crazy, to be honest. I'm like, I'm cool just flying out to Chicago on a weekend and playing. But literally everything he said has happened. And I don't play for the Omaha team anymore. I went to Team USA. They offered me a contract, and that required me to take a huge leap of faith around this time last year and quit teaching and go full-time basketball because of the amount of time it took to be away from school with all the travel. Yeah. And it paid off. Like, I had a really good year on tour. We played all around the world, like 20 different countries, and then played with the Pan American Games, Team USA, America Cup, and World Cup, and now the Olympics. So that's kind of the story.
Dylan Travis joining us. Dylan graduated from Grosse, played basketball at Florida Southern, also at Midland, and then was teaching at Westside, also was an assistant under Jim Simons. So you brought up Mitch Hahn, and so I talked to Mitch a lot as a former Omaha guy, and he can't give up 5-on-5. Like, he likes playing 3x3, but he'll get that call from a random country, and the next thing I know, Mitch is off somewhere to play 5-on-5, and he goes, man, it's tough to give up 5-on-5. How tough was it for you to make the transition from 5-on-5 to 3x3?
Yeah, it was really tough. Still, I get, you know, I get calls every January from my teams in Australia to come play, to be their import. And, you know, it's I miss the transition part of things, you know, running up and down. Three on three is so different with it being a half-court game, and it's so physical. But honestly, like, I'm making better money playing 3x3 this past year on tour than I did playing 5x5. And, you know, you get to see so much of the world, you know, like you fly to play in Hong Kong for a week, and then from Hong Kong you go to Japan, and then Japan you go to Europe for a week, you know, so it's like a 3-week trip. You come home for a week and then you repeat in some other part of the world. So it's like a good balance where overseas, you know, you're kind of stuck in one country for 9 months straight. So I like that part of 3x3 for sure.
Hey, so around the world, this has really taken off, and it started to take off here in the United States. Have you noticed the same thing? And like, what's the next step for 3x3 to become a big deal in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's getting some traction here in the U.S. Like just at our Olympic trials for the camp, I mean, there's like 5 or 6 G League guys there, all on, you know, 2-way contracts or 10 days. Ex-starting NBA center was there. So, like, guys are wanting to play it. My teammate is, you know, Jimmer Fredette, who obviously was drafted by the, you know, by the Kings and was NCAA Player of the Year. So, like, a lot of good players are wanting to play, I think, because of the balance and stuff. You know, you're not required to be gone from home that long. But, yeah, still most of the tournaments are in Europe, Asia, Middle East. USA Basketball is putting on a tournament in April. In Springfield at the Basketball Hall of Fame, we're going to the Final Four to play at the halftime of one of the Final Four games here in a couple weeks. So just trying to grow the game here in the U.S. still. Hopefully the Olympics will help with that too.
I'm glad you brought up Jimmer Fredette, because, and almost kind of Gary's question of what the next step is to continue to grow the popularity of it here in the United States. Is it the recognizable college names that can help as well, when you kind of see some of these guys that are trying out, guys that are going to be a part of the 3x3 circuit, and you have maybe some recognizable college names on top of, you know, guys like you that played Division II that are well suited for both the 5-on-5 game but also can flourish in the 3-on-3 game? Do the name recognition, can that help as well?
Yeah, for sure. There was rumor that Duncan Robinson and Jay Crowder were going to be at this tryout too. Wow. And I don't know what happened with that, but yeah, there's definitely name recognition will help. It's a good game for, you know, guys that, you know, come from smaller colleges like me. Just a good avenue to, you can still carve out a pro career doing it and see a lot of the world. And even guys that, you know, are like Jimmer's age, a little bit older, you know, at 34 years old, that have families, like, you don't have to be gone for 9 months straight. Like, he was tired of playing in China for that long. So now, you know, guys that are towards the end of their careers that are big time players, I mean, I think it's a suitable option for them.
And then, and I know Jimmer did a big thing in Sacramento this summer with 3x3. So he's one of your teammates in the Olympics in Paris this summer. You've got Canyon Berry, who is the son of Rick Berry. Does he? I think I saw a video. Does he like his dad shoot free throws underhanded?
Yeah, he does. It's so funny. Every tournament we go to, the reactions that you see from the crowd of the players that you're playing against is hilarious. So he doesn't miss them, though.
No, he does not. So you have Kareem Maddox, who the last time I knew of Kareem Maddox, he was the video coordinator for the Timberwolves, and now he's going to the Olympics to play with you and then yourself. So for people that are kind of getting to figure out what 3x3 is and how it works, and it's not just what we all played 3-on-3 in the church league or whatever.
Or hoop it up.
How do you win? What is you four together? How will you guys win a medal in Paris? Like, what is the key to winning in 3x3?
Yeah, the key is it's chemistry. I think, you know, USA Basketball has tinkered with having, you know, the younger, you know, G League two-way players, you know, be on their teams and stuff. But, you know, our team always ends up winning those games. And even with our Omaha guys, like, chemistry means so much in 3x3, and having guys that are willing to, you know, play their butts off on both ends of the court, offense, defense. You have to be well-rounded. You know, you got to be able to pass, dribble, shoot, play, make. Where 5-on-5, you know, more specialties, like only shoot threes or be a rim run, athletic big that can't really shoot or dribble. Like, guys like that have no place playing 3x3 because you can just play off them. You can game plan, and it's such a short game, the 21 ones and twos, 10-minute game clock, 12-second shot clock, that, you know, upsets can happen all the time if you're not ready. So with us four, we just complement each other so well. Like, I've totally had to change my role playing with Jimmer. You know, with Omaha and my whole life, professionally, college, high school, I've always been a 20-point per game guy, always been a scorer, got, you know, ball in my hands all the time. And then going, you know, playing with Jimmer and Canyon, two guys that, you know, both have been in the league. You know, I've become like a role guy, you know, playing defense. I've been screening a lot, kind of being the utility guy, making shots when I need to. And then, I don't know, it's just chemistry that we have. I just know what everyone's doing at all times and our willingness to buy into both sides of the court that's led us to a really good 2023 and our Olympic selections.
So, Dylan, I've always found this interesting with anybody that is going into an Olympic year and going to be a part of the Olympics, whether it's the Winter Games or the Summer Games, and knowing that there is a pretty structured routine that you have in front of you after everything is announced. So what does it look like for you between now and then, and what do you anticipate, what do you know when it comes to training, when it comes to preparations for the Olympics?
Yeah, we'll start up in April at the Final Four, and then we're pretty full on going from there, just from tournament to tournament. But, you know, I've been home all, our season got done in mid-December, so I've been home all January, February, March. So just every day, 2 days pretty much, in the morning I'll get my workout in at the factory or going vertical. You know, Mike Mackey and Adam Barnes have been great with gym time. So working out with them, then I go to the weight room, you know, get that stuff in a little bit after that. And then at night I'll go up to Westside and get shots up on the gun. They haven't canceled my badge yet at Westside, which is nice for them. So I can still get in there. So that's pretty much the routine day in, day out.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, man. I know that this has been a heck of a journey, and it's a dream, and it got fulfilled, and there'll be a lot of people that are rooting for not only you, but the U.S. that have made the 3x3 in the Olympics, and not bad. You're going to be playing on an outdoor court not very far from the Eiffel Tower. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Hey, not bad for a kid from South Omaha, man. It's crazy.
it's a lot better than that auxiliary gym running practice for Westside, isn't it?
Hey, that blue gym is crazy, man. Yeah, it's a little different.
Hey,
I really enjoyed my time at Westside, man. That working with Jim was great.
Hey, congratulations, man. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to see the Olympics and how you do.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Big fan of the show.
That's Dylan Travis, who will be in the Olympics with Jimmer Fredette.
You didn't ask him if you could go. Yeah, you can reach out to him later.
I texted him.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
He ghosted me. I think he blocked me.
That'd be awesome.
So
we don't got a lot going on.
So, you know, like the 3x3 from the college at the Final Four, I wonder, so let's say Creighton doesn't make it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Shireman get invited to the three-point contest?
Yeah, should.
Are they still doing the 3x3 by the conference?
I thought they were, yes.
Because they did it when they were in Minneapolis, they did it at the Mall of America, and the place was packed.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. I remember Zach Jackson from Omaha played in
That's right, yeah.
But there were people like were hanging over the railings watching, and it was really, really cool. So I wonder if like, you know, if like, maybe I'll ask today, we got Nate Lenzer coming up here in just a moment. Like, is Tominaga going to be invited to the Final Four?
I would think so.
Three-point shooting contest?
For all the skills, and they do it like
a Baylor?
Just off-site there, just outside the arena, yeah.
But if they're doing the 3x3, and it's the Big Ten has a team, the Big East has a team, mm-hmm. those would be two guys I'd immediately think of.
Yep.
That would be involved. It's a very unique game. It's fast. It's a little bit different from, you know, 7013 Maryland Drive, Bill Blacktop there playing 3-on-3 with the neighborhood kids in Urbandale.
We were, I'm sure you guys had
shot maker.
You guys had Hoop It Up as well, right? Because that was a national thing.
Yeah, it was not as big as it was at the time here.
Yeah, because in fact, I remember maybe one of the last great memories at Oakview Mall was when they had the parking lot reserved for a Hoop It Up tournament when I was in high school.
Wasn't that a big Nancy Lieberman Klein thing?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
When she was involved with the Racers.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know when it just went away. But the last that I remember of Hoop It Up where any of my friends were involved would have been right around like 95, 96. And then I just don't think it was a thing. But for a good 5 years, it was really popular.
It was. It took off across the country because Sports Illustrated did a huge story on it. The Gus Mackerel up in Michigan still happens every year. And they tried to expand that across the country. And Hoop It Up was everywhere.
Yeah, it was.
But it did, yeah, it had a brief run. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, and it was really popular for, I mean, you'd go to different states and they'd be wearing like a Hoop It Up Kansas City, you know, so it was everywhere. But yeah, just, and it, what was great about
Oakview
it is those,
Mall, bring back Hoop It Up.
I know, yeah, see, now Oakview Mall, the new buyers, come on, we can resuscitate this thing. This was a lot of fun.
We could go play Hoop It Up and then go in and have a beer and watch a ball game at Champions.
Oh, there you go.
If there's a sports bar in town that does not exist that I hear more references to, because I liked it as well. It was the first place where I ever saw like a bunch of TVs together. They didn't have the wall of TVs, but they had like the box.
Was this a chain?
It was at Oakview Mall.
Okay, because I remember Champions. I was wondering.
Champions at Oakview Mall was great. It was a huge sports bar. It had like great TVs, good food.
So they had one.
It was like if you were coming from Lincoln to Omaha, and you were like, maybe, like I remember every time we'd come into a game on KLIN, a high school game, we'd always stop at Champions after the game. It was like a must place. And
on the lower level, right next to, I believe it was the Dillard's.
It was right there inside of the door.
You could walk right in. You'd have to actually go into the mall because it had a door in there. They did have one as recent as 2012 in Skokie in Evanston because I ran my first half marathon in Chicago, and after we were done, we went and watched the rest of the NFL games at that Champs, and it was so exciting. I'm like, oh my God, I'm back at a Champs. And they had a great
Champs. You're right, Champs American Sports Bar.
Champs Americana.
Okay, so I do Champs remember Americana.
They had the Rio Grande chicken sandwich, was one of my favorite things in the world. And what was so fun about the Oakview one is on Christmas Day night, it was $5 at the door, $1 you call it's on everything. Oh, it was.
Maybe
it was,
that's why they went out of business.
It might have been, and it was a big party night.
Take home a stocking stuffer or two.
Nate Lenzer from the Nebraska basketball staff is going to join us next. Thoughts on this season that has come to an end, and then what is ahead for Nebraska in the portal and recruiting and all of that. Nate's coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.